Thank you.
Mr. Sayer.
Use up, I didn't get a chance to, you want that back? Thank you, sir. Okay, next case, please.
The next case is 11,753. Shahib LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-82B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Concord Road, approximately 10 feet south of Concord Pond Road. The 911 address is 10680 Concord Road, Seaford. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is district 132-map 2, parcel 324. Specifically, they're requesting a 20-foot variance from the front yard setback. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Chris Walter, 34662 St. George Road, Del Mar, Delaware.
You ready?
31 North Wall Street, 48
Can you spell your first name, please?
Salis Kumar Patti.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Michael McGrory on behalf of the applicant. With me are the builder and the managing member of the LLC that is the applicant. I'm going to hand in 3 copies of the tax map of the area. So I'm going to clean up, you guys can reference them. If you're looking at the tax map, there's a parcel 324. It's on the south side of Concord Road. It's it's next to Rocky Road across from the intersection of Concord Pond Road. That's the site. And the reason for the hardship is that the property's only 148.25 feet deep, and the existing building already violates the setbacks because it's grandfathered, because it pre-existed the setback. The building cannot be operated reasonably and safely in today's market because of its size. There's no room for storage. There's no room for adequate coolers. The hardship is also because they cannot go to the east because there's not adequate room there. They can't go back because there's a septic system to the south and west. There's also the need in the back, in the rear, to the east for stormwater management area. Also on the side where the addition is proposed, they'll need room for stormwater management area. So this. The configuration of the building, the depth of the lot, all end up with a hardship because if the building addition is to be 60 feet back when the original building's already only 40 feet back, you're going to get an L-shaped building, but there's not enough room to come back with that to get adequate space to properly and reasonably operate the building. With regard to the fact that it'll be consistent with the neighborhood, I'm going to go through a series of photographs, starting with a photograph from the parking lot of the existing building in operation. And that's looking east. And as you look at that, you will see that there is a house that's right up, or appears to be right up on the road. And the second picture is a picture from the east looking west at that house. And you will see that indeed, not only is the house close to the road, but the infrastructure supporting the house is right at the right-of-way edge. And in addition to the photograph for that, I have a survey of that parcel and you can see that the building actually touches the right-of-way line of the road and the edge of the property. On your tax map, that parcel is parcel 326, and you'll see a black dot on parcel 326, which is approximately where the house is. As you can see from the photograph and from the survey, that house is almost to the road. So this addition would certainly be consistent with that addition that we're proposing. There's only one other building or structure between the house on 326 and the subject property, and it does meet the setbacks. Parcel 5.00, I'm using for reference, that's the deluxe dairy market. And I'm using that for reference so that when I show you these pictures, you'll be able to tell where these buildings are. This is a picture of the structure on parcel 22. And the 22 is in very small print, but it's to the west of the deluxe dairy market and across on the other side of the road. And it is three lots from School Road.
Sir, is this the lot or what?
This is that house.
Oh, okay.
It's down the road.
Okay, gotcha. Right next to the road.
Right next to the road.
Yeah, okay.
This is another house that's right, as you can see from the photograph, is right next to the road.
Let me ask you a question before you go on here. On this map here, where is the Compass Road? What is north here? Straight up to the page?
Compass Road runs north and east. That's the best. So this is west. That's east.
Route 20 runs east and west.
That way and south will be this way.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
If you locate parcel 22 on that map, it's that picture I just gave you, that blue house, it's almost right to the road. The next picture is the picture of the parcel on lot 8, which is across the street from the subject property. And as you can see, it's not even 20 feet from the road. And it's directly across from the subject property. And the next picture, this greenhouse, is on parcel 9. And the lot is directly across from the subject property, but the house is actually further down on the lot because the lot's an odd shape, and it's a little east of the property. That greenhouse on lot 9 is approximately where the black dot is on parcel 9, or 9.00. And again, it's not very far off the road. This next picture is of two houses that are down the street from the property. And again, they're not as far back from the road as the subject building.
I believe one, in fact, was a fruit stand many years ago.
Before my time, my wife's time, but I was in Salesiana back then,
okay.
Upstate, with Mr. Fuqua. The green and yellow house I'm about to show you are in parcels 19 and 20, which are across the street from the Deluxe Dairy Market, which was the parcel 5.0. It's the longest parcel on that side of the road. Thank you. And you can't see the four, but the lot just west of the Deluxe Dairy Market is this house. And as you can see, it is also a place to live. So allowing the variance, if it's granted, will not change the character of the neighborhood. It will not adversely affect the values in the neighborhood. It will not adversely affect the uses of adjoining properties. The plan is to not go any further forward than the existing building. And in fact, by doing it, it will probably improve the value of the neighborhood because this is a elevation for the proposed building. And if we improve the value of this property, which this will do, that would improve the values of properties in the neighborhood. The last exhibit I have is a picture of the proposed building footprint as it would be developed if the addition were permitted. I would ask Chris Walter to testify. I have a couple of questions to ask Mr. Walter. Mr. Walter, are you the builder who would build this building?
Yes.
If you build this building on this parcel, because of the stormwater management, the septic system, is it this the only reasonable way to develop this parcel and do this change?
Yes.
And is that because of the narrow lack of depth of the property and placement of the present building?
Yes. With the placement of where the existing septic is and the amount of parking that we have to add, we're very limited to where we can put things. So we're basically going to be using the west side and the south side for stormwater management. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Patel, would you come up here for me? You've heard all the representations I've made to the board.
Yes.
Are they all true?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Any of the problems that I mentioned with the development, the uniqueness created by you, did you build the building?
No.
Did you lay the lot out?
No.
Okay. I have no further questions for you either. Thank you. We're here for any questions you might have.
All this, you're making it look a little bigger.
Yes,
doing.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yes.
Okay. No other questions. Under that location, under its close to the road, but there's a lot of other places that are close to the road.
Right, and this wouldn't be any closer than the already existing building. It would only come out.
It's going to tie right into the other.
Tie right into the other building.
Okay.
And the part of the reason for the addition is there's not adequate cooler space, and they need that kind of.
And the parking, you'd be fine with the parking.
Yeah, part of the reason we have the parking on one side, and if we went to that side, it would take up the parking. But in addition, even if we could probably move the parking, but then you lose the stormwater management you need on both sides of the building.
Right. So there is parking on both sides of the building, though, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And there will be.
Yes. Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, a question for the builder. You mentioned.
Sir, you want to come back up front, please?
You said that the stormwater management was going to be on the west and the south sides, but there's parking on the west.
Okay, well, I'm getting my directions right. Plan on putting the stormwater management along here and then at the back here.
Okay, but on your proposed drawing, it shows parking all the way to the property line. So how do you.
No, I don't think it shows it all the way to the property line, does it?
Oh, that's that drawing.
Right here.
Okay. We're going to have some up here, and then we're going to try to utilize this area and this area for stormwater management.
Can you explain that so we have the record? Because
he's saying the front of the property, which would be the north in front of the building, the southwest corner, and the southeast corners on each side of the septic.
Put that on the record. Is that correct, what was just stated?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a very tight, small site, so we've got a lot of
Yeah, you're squeezing a lot in.
Yep, exactly.
Mr. Mills, are you dead all?
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
What's, do you know the present square footage of the building?
I believe that plot, that this existing plan.
1,524 square feet.
Yeah.
You're adding 3,385 square
feet. Roughly, yes.
So you're more than doubling it?
Mm-hmm.
No questions.
Okay, no.
Well, I just answered that question.
No. He's, yeah, more than tripling it.
I see that you, C-180-115-82B has required you to have these 26 parking spaces with the 4,980 square feet.
Mm-hmm. You gotta vote for it.
Oh, yes.
One space for two employees, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You got 7 9x20s and 2 8x20s.
Mm-hmm.
That's for your handicap?
Yes.
Okay, what's the 9x20 spaces for? You got 7 of those, 9x20.
That's a standard parking space.
Yeah, that's standard. Well, 17,
typically, it's a
9x18,
but you can go up to 20 feet in length. That's
okay.
Not a problem.
Exactly.
It exceeds the parking minimum.
Okay. I just was wondering why we were deviating in the length of these. I know the handicap.
Has to be.
Okay, I have no other questions.
Already? Hearing no further questions?
I do have another question.
All right. Then I'll give you.
I take it that the display area for auto sales will be gone?
Yes.
No other questions.
Okay. Now,
we've got several. Have you looked at building a smaller unit? I mean, one of the standards is it's got to be the minimum variance. So, I mean, has there been any discussion about either building something smaller or something that does not encroach as far as the existing dwelling, the existing building?
Even if we tried to go smaller, we still need the variance. But we've also looked at, we can't build any smaller because the size of the coolers you need to put in there and have storage safely, he needs that much space to do it right. To do it safely and to do it properly.
So it can't go wider and having parking in the front, and it needs to go in it, towards the front yard.
Well, it, not front, not in front of the existing building, but
I understand that. You've got a part of the building that encroaches roughly 20 feet into the setback now.
Right.
I guess what I'm looking at is the addition is going to L around that to the rear. Has there been any? Have you looked at design possibilities where the addition would fit all within the building envelope? Or is that an impossibility?
To get in us, that's one of the reasons that they went in the L is because we wanted to minimize the amount of encroachment. So we put it behind the building because that much space at least is not in the encroachment. Mm-hmm. If we take that space out from behind the building, they need more up in the front.
I'm not saying remove it from the rear of the building. What I'm saying is rather than having it line up exactly with the front of the building, has there been looking at having an expansion that does not go 20 feet into the setback in the front yard? In other words, you'd have an offset.
And the problem is that all the other space is being used up by the septic system, the stormwater management system, and the stormwater management system in front.
And I guess the question that I have is, has the applicant looked at having it redesigned in such a way that those things, parking spaces, what have you, so that we're still looking at the same number of square footage. What I'm wondering is, if you were to redesign that square footage on the same lot, could you fit these other things in there, or is that an impossibility?
Yeah, it's an impossibility.
It's an impossibility for the use of the applicant, from what I'm hearing. And correct me if I'm wrong, that they need something this size in order to accommodate the use.
Correct.
Can't be small. Okay. Has there been any discussion with the neighbors? I know we've gotten pictures of a lot of the neighbors, but have you had any discussions with them?
One neighbor has asked him to put a fence up on the west side, and he's already started to build it. And that's the only neighbor that's approached us.
Now, in looking at this, it looks to me like there's some...
I'm sorry, that was on the east side.
One is to put a fence up on the east side, not the west.
There appears to be some curbing that's coming in off of 20. Just looking at your schematics here, it looks like there's a curve that kind of comes into the property, and that would only be 20 feet from the building?
Correct.
Right there?
That is correct, but like I said, we have to go, well, we will have to go through State Highway to verify these entrances. They were just put in recently.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
That was put in.
So these are already existing?
They are all existing now.
Okay. Is it going to, I guess my question is going to be, is it going to be feasible for a vehicle to safely swing in and out of there? That, with that width? Because you're going to be 20 feet from the building, not you know, any sidewalks or anything like that. You're going to be 20 feet from the building to the edge of that curb. Is that going to be feasible, especially if you have, I presume, delivery trucks and things like that coming in? I'm just wondering where they're going to go on the schematic here.
Well, like I said, we may have to, when State Highway reviews this, we may have to, you know, shorten that up, turn that around. Right now, the delivery truck, the unloading zone's right here in front. They come in, and they go right back out. And so, you know, when State Highway looks at that, they may say, you know, you need to cut that back and curb it back around.
I would imagine there might be some issues, especially with fire.
Yeah, the site plan, it will need to go through the site plan process, which will include approval from the Office of State Fire Marshal, the Department of Transportation, Stormwater Management, and the Planning Office, if not other agencies.
Oh, yeah. We're aware of it. We're doing one step at a time.
Sure, okay. I just want to make sure that that was, struck me as potentially an issue, so.
There's one more question. There's not a road all the way around that place, is it? You're going to have a road all the way around the back of it, too?
No, there's no road in the back.
There's not going to be anything in the back.
Septic.
Because the septic's back there, and there'll be a stormwater management portion back there in the new.
In that, too.
And, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ms. Ward.
It'll be a hard time where truck companies have to back in or back out again.
That's why it's designed, he'll come in, turn to the left, unload, and then go out that other exit.
The other side, okay.
Has there been any portion of the property that's been taken by Deldot at any point in time?
I'd have to go.
Not at this point.
Well, no. Historically, there may have been a widening of the road there, but it was before his ownership when Mr. Morris owned it. I have to research that to find out if that's the case or not.
Well, I noticed there's a 5-foot widening dedication in the front of the property as well. I don't know if, I mean, it's.
That was done by Mr. Morris.
Okay, so a previous owner had that?
Yes.
So that's been dedicated already. Is that state maintained right there?
Well, there's right now it's
just a right of way.
It's just a right of way.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, a call for a motion. If not, hearing no motion, we'll just
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,753 for the next regular meeting.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, as we table case number 11,753 to our next regular meeting, which will be May the 2nd. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,753 has been tabled until our next regular meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.